Hi there. The word for today is an appetite for God's word. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says his word can cut through our spirits. As you read your Bible, God will give you the strength and the guidance you need. Indeed, strength and guidance you simply can't get any other way. Job 5 verse 18 says he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole. That's what God does to you as you read the scriptures. His word can cut through our spirits. Now others see what we do, but when we get alone with God and open the scriptures, he reveals to us what we are. He brings to the surface long-standing and unresolved issues and helps us to deal with them. He confronts us over our stubborn habits and shows us how to conquer them. He pinpoints our selfish and unloving attitudes, giving us a chance to repent and change our ways. The old Quakers had a saying that goes, "Sin will keep you from your Bible, and your Bible will keep you from sin." You say, "But when I get up in the morning, I'm so busy that I don't have time to read the Bible." Okay, then read it at night. Well, you say, "By the time I get home from work at night, I'm exhausted and can't concentrate in anything." Listen, you've got to rearrange your priorities with God in first place if you want to change and grow. If you spend hours watching TV, surely you can spend some time each day reading your Bible. The truth is, we make time for the things we want and value and enjoy. Right? So, ask God to give you a greater appetite for his word. That's where it begins. And then start by reading your Bible daily. And as you do, watch your appetite for God's word begin to grow. Okay? That's the word for you today.